We're talking with Jamaica Miles, who we've had on our show previously as one of the co-founders of All of Us, working on criminal justice issues in Schenectady and throughout the Capital District. But she's also announced that she's going to run for the Schenectady School Board. Election is May 18th. There are five candidates, I believe, at this point, running for two openings. So, Jamaica, do you want to tell us why you decided to run for the Schenectady School Board?
I would love to tell you. For those that don't know, I've been an advocate for education for more than 20 years. I saw the injustice and the different circumstances for different students when my oldest first went to school. And then after going through the process of just being a parent, right, which was enough, I learned that it's not just each individual building. There's a accountability with New York State. That Schenectady School District was owed tens of millions of dollars for years upon years. And for the last 10 years, I've been a part of that fight. To make sure that Schenectady gets the money it's owed so that we can give the programs and resources to our students that they so desperately need. And here we are, a decade later, and finally, New York State has agreed to fully fund our schools using the Foundation Aid formula. And now's the time for us to fully implement what that means for our school district. This is the time for me to now, you know, step up and be a part of that process.
And, you know, my perception was that Schenectady was actually probably one of the more aggressive school districts trying to deal with the uncertainty this year with respect to state funding due to COVID. And I believe they may have slashed or laid off up to 400 workers. You know, what would be some of your priorities in terms of, you know, restoring the staff and improving the education for the students?
It was a serious problem that because of a threat made by the New York State governor that the interim superintendent had proposed and the board approved, removing more than 400 positions from our school district that was already understaffed. And this is something that had an additional negative impact, right? COVID is a real problem, and now we don't have the support that our students need. We need to not just put those positions back. We need to make sure that we expand. We have money coming in from New York State. We have additional stimulus money coming in at the federal level. We need to prioritize the environment inside our buildings. And we need to make sure that our students get the support they need, that they've needed for so long.
Well, you mentioned interim school superintendent, who I believe just announced that he is leaving at the end of August to take another position. And about a year ago, the superintendent resigned under somewhat mysterious circumstances, some speculation that was involved in allegation about sexual harassment. They tried to hire somebody. Apparently that fell through. How do you think the community should be involved in that superintendent search? And have they handled it, the school board, well to date?
We need to make sure that as we move forward with this hiring process, which is something that whoever is on this next, you know, round of elected positions will be a part of, we need to make sure that there is full engagement with the community that we serve, that we have a transparent process, and that we are breaking down the barriers to marginalized candidates. So that we can expand our pool of potential candidates to accept this position and not put ourselves further away from our goal of being an equitable school district.
Well, speaking of equitable school district, one of the proposals presently being floated, I believe, is to add or create a charter school, I believe, in one of the low-income communities. You know, what's your feeling about that particular proposal and charter schools in general?
There absolutely was a proposal for a charter school, and I heard a rumor that I've not confirmed yet that they had decided to remove their application specifically for Schenectady. Charter schools are publicly funded schools that take public funds away from our other public schools, but they don't have to follow the same rules and regulations as our public schools. They don't have to have teachers that are fully certified and accredited, and they can pick and choose which students to educate, which leaves the rest of the district at a disadvantage. We need to make sure now that we're getting this full funding for our school district, that we have smaller classroom sizes, that we have wraparound services, that we have the supports and programs needed that charter schools always brag about. We cannot simply take 20 or 30 kids out of a classroom or a building. We need every child to have access to those programs and services. And now that we fought and won the money that we were owed, we have an opportunity to do that.
Our society is, you know, is constantly changing. Our economy changes. We're obviously about hopefully to emerge from this COVID shutdown. Do you have any ideas about how our school system, you know, should change to reflect, you know, better the current needs of young people who are about to, you know, become adults and enter the workforce and raise families?
So one of the things that I've talked about this entire time through my advocacy with our school district is that we need to make sure that we have career paths for our students, that they are college and career ready, and that we are creating partnerships with businesses and community organizations so that they have that support. But it also means we need to support the entire family. How is it that our schools are welcoming and inclusive to the full family? Some of our schools have had moments of, you know, success with rooms for adults to come and do job searches, right? Which pulls people into our school buildings and further connects them with the schools, because we know the data proves that when a family is actively engaged at the school level, that child has a greater probability for success. So we need to continue that path and ensure that our buildings are breaking down barriers and people are coming in. And we need to continue creating partnerships with businesses and organizations so that our children and families are college and career ready, and that they've got the tools, resources, and a path forward for that to be a reality.
You know, for several decades, I helped run the Hunger Action Network. And one of the things that always sort of surprised me, struck me a little bit, was whenever poverty data for children came out, Schenectady was always among, you know, the highest in terms of children poverty. And a lot of times that sort of got you know, downplay because its population is smaller, so it doesn't show up in the bigger national trends looking for cities over 100,000. What can the school district should do to try to address the issue of childhood poverty in the school system?
So Schenectady is actually 13th in the nation for poverty. So that's, you know, something very significant. And the way that I came about that information is because I'm actively suing New York State for our funding. While New York State has agreed to fully fund our schools, that's on a 3-year timeline, we still believe that we deserve that money right now. And the amount of poverty that we have in our district is one of those indicators, because it costs more money to be able to educate children that have these types of depraved circumstances in their households and in their lives. This district has partnered with the Schenectady Foundation and others to offer food support, right? Because there's food insecurity, there's housing insecurity. We need to always look for, if we're talking about, you know, every child has access to a sound basic education, you can't educate a child that's hungry. You can't educate a child that's homeless. So continuing to have those partnerships and make sure that families and students have access is critical.
Now, we've been talking with Jamaica Miles, a candidate for the Schenectady School Board. Elections are going to take place on May 18th. Sort of a two-part question we'll end up with about 60 seconds ago. You know, one, are there any debates, public forums coming up where people can hear you and the other candidates speak about the issue? And then second, if people want to find out more about your candidacy, how can they do that?
I've not yet heard of any potential debates happening. I do hope that there is one. I know that we need to make sure that our voters are educated voters and they know who they're voting for and where they stand before they go to the polls on May 18th. If individuals are looking for more information for me, there is a Facebook page and an Instagram. They're public. You don't have to have an account to access them. It's Jamaica. And then the number 4, our schools. So Jamaica 4, our schools on Facebook and Instagram for more information about me and my run for school board.
Well, thank you very much, Jamaica Miles. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio.